This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I don't know if I'm going to do this or not, J-Lo. I'm going to have you either talk me off the ledge or I'm going to have you lead me to do something that I did last year. Because one of the biggest mistakes that we made last year in the preseason was we assumed that Andrew Luck, with all the talk of his shoulder, might possibly be done. And I'll be dang if Andrew Luck was not only not done, he was the best quarterback in this division last year, and he ended the Texans season right across the street. Not the best prediction by myself and the OG John Lopez.
You're right, and obviously now we've got more clarity on what's going on with him, why he hasn't been practicing.
Do we, though?
I think so. I know Ursay said it was kind of a bone thing. I don't know what the heck that means. But Ballard is saying it's more of a high ankle thing. They're sitting him, man. They're just sitting him, and they're trying to make sure that he's ready for the regular season. He's at that point in his career where you know, he doesn't really need a lot of this. I'm sure he's getting some reps here and there. And certainly in the meeting rooms, he's going through everything. So I would be very reluctant if I were you to say, hey, good news, Andrew Luck's not going to be himself again, because I think he's going to be himself
again.
Yeah,
and I've made that mistake before. Yeah. Landry Locker, John Lopez, live at Texans training camp. Justin Reed going to join us straight off the practice field in the 11 o'clock hour. So keep it locked here. You'll hear from him. You'll hear from Bill O'Brien, and we'll give you the latest on what's going on just a few feet in front of us. Chris Ballard had a conference call yesterday with the media in Indianapolis, and he was asked about Andrew Luck because it was originally believed that he had a groin, then it was a calf, and now we're hearing that Andrew Luck has an injured ankle. Chris Ballard, really, because you said there's clarity. If you listen to Chris Ballard, it doesn't seem like I'm getting much clarity. This is Chris Ballard's opening statement before he opened the floor for all the media types in Indianapolis.
He's been dealing with a calf injury, you know, all in March through camp. The injury wasn't getting better, and he hadn't been practicing. So in the course of dealing with this calf injury, it appears that now we've got an ankle issue. Because the injury wasn't getting better, we wanted to explore the area around the lower leg that Mr. Ursay was referring to, the bone. It's called the os trigonum. As of last night, after Mr. Ursay spoke, that doesn't appear to be the issue, and we shifted our focus to another area. We tested his ankle yesterday with a specific scan. He went and saw a specialist, and it led us to the area of the front of the ankle that needs to be addressed, and that was high ankle-ish.
So they've been basically focusing on the wrong thing. When I hear that, I don't hear much clarity. I hear even more uncertainty. And a lot of people will say, well, Andrew Luck, he's Andrew Luck. He doesn't need the preseason. Last year, he played in the preseason.
Yeah, he did.
He played in week two, and he played in week three. He threw 23 passes last year in the preseason. So he did need to play in the preseason in order to get his feet under him. They said now, Chris Ballard, in that conference call, Andrew Luck's not going to play in the preseason. And I'm just going to do it. I'm going to jump off the ledge, and I'm going to say, I don't think Andrew Luck's season's going to be over anything. I'm doing it. But I think Andrew Luck is not going to be himself early on in the season. I'm doing it.
Is he playing week one?
No.
Really?
No. Wow. And if he plays, he's not going to play well.
I could see where that would be the issue, you know, just getting started or whatever. I can't say that. I've watched a little video here and there of what he's been doing. He's been throwing the ball, not really planting hard, so clearly he's taking care of that lower leg, but I just can't go there. He's the most important part of their organization. It's like Deshaun Watson is here. They're going to do everything and take every precaution. I don't think he's going to miss a beat, to be honest.
Not a beat.
Not a beat.
Okay, well, let me see if Chris Ballard can lead you to believe otherwise and come on my side of things. Andrew Luck been going through a lot of pain. This is Chris Ballard in his conference call yesterday talking about the pain process with the quarterback, Andrew Luck.
We got an MRI done in March on the calf. Definitely had a strain. And then in May, he was still having pain in the lower, you know, right below the calf, you go into your specialist and they give you a numbing shot. If it makes you feel automatically better, well, then there's no doubt that's what it is. That wasn't the case. So then we get to camp, and day three, he comes to us and says, look, I'm still having pain. My calf is in that same area, still having pain. And it wasn't until a couple days ago when we said, you know what, we need to start exploring other parts.
Sounds like they misdiagnosed him, to be honest.
I mean, does that not make you a little bit concerned?
Look, trust me. If I'm a Colts fan, of course you're concerned. I'm just watching this from afar, and I'm telling you, I wouldn't. I mean, they're taking every single precaution that they can with him, and I wouldn't be too crazy about proclaiming him, you know, in some kind of trouble right now.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, live at Texans training camp. Safety Justin Reed. He just picked off Matthew Stafford. He's going to come over here and join us.
No, it was Justin Reed. Yeah, it was Justin Reed.
Okay.
You didking get high enough on that chair.
I was looking.
Justin Reed made the play there, and he's going to join us to watch practice, at least according to Jarecki. So if he didn't, then I'll just blame Jarecki. Maybe
if I have better eyes from here than Jarecki, something is seriously wrong.
Well, yeah, there is something wrong. But what about this from the Andrew Luck situation? We know Andrew Luck is the I'll just go ahead and say he's the toughest SOB in the league. He is one of the toughest guys in football. The beating that he took early in his career, not very many could withstand that. So we know that he's dealing with some pain. This is Chris Ballard talking about if he can play through the pain that they finally feel like they're on the right track to diagnosing.
Hey, look, we've been treating the calf all along, and even treating the lower part of this, and then getting the test done on the ostrogonum to make sure that wasn't the issue, which we don't think it is right now, led us to the front of the ankle.
I mean, it really, what would... Trent Williams have to say about all this? Because they've doing all kinds of different things with him in terms of, it's the calf. No, it's the bone. No, it's the ankle. I'll give you this, all right?
Give me something.
I'll give you something, OG. And this might be a feather in your cap, so to speak, all right? Clearly, they have tremendous doctors in the NFL, and the Indianapolis Colts are no exception. They've got all kinds of specialists, orthopedic guys, and all that. And I was kind of half kidding about it. Well, it sounds like they're misdiagnosing it. Maybe it's that hard to diagnose. Maybe it's a complicated ankle issue that is affecting a lot in there. So, to your point, maybe it's a pretty complex issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, if it's a complex issue, I think that just adds to the suspense about Andrew Luck. And speaking of, confidence, Chris Ballard, in his conference call, he was flat out asked, how confident are you that Andrew Luck is going to be ready to go? And this is what Chris Ballard had to say about his confidence level. Listen to this, OG.
Well, what is your level of confidence now? Can you speak to that? Is it something you can even answer at this moment?
I'll say this. I have confidence in our team. And it's hard sometimes when you're dealing, with injuries. We're giving you the information of what we have at this moment. And, that's the best we can do.
Okay, look, I mean, I think he's just kind of slow-footing it here, kind of what we're talking about. I mean, you can't – because he's had so many injuries over the recent history, he knows that if he says, oh, guys, nothing to see here, don't worry about it, it's an ankle thing, he'll be fine. Well, that could come back and bite him because, there have been complications before that have set Andrew Luck back. I think ultimately, though, I mean, even if you are right and he starts the season slow, they're a really, really different team than they were before.
You threw this out there, and I think it's one of the best points you've made. Not to say you haven't made a lot of good ones, but I think this one is the one seed right now of points that you made. And you made it in the pre-show meeting when we were talking about this. Just because he has a good offensive line right now, and Andrew Luck has one of the best offensive lines in football right now, doesn't mean that the beating that he took his first few years into the league can't come back and catch up to him a few years down the line.
Look,
the beating that this guy took, we might not. It could come at any point. It's the human body. You can have stuff emerge later. So just because he all of a sudden has this good offensive line, it doesn't mean that Andrew Luck is all of a sudden a clean slate of health.
Look, this is the story that we need to get out of this. Andrew Luck is the reason you need to trade for Trent Williams or a left tackle, period. All right? There is a cumulative effect in all these hits that you take. We know that firsthand. We saw it. I mean, as long as this franchise it has been around, we saw it with David Carr, the cumulative effect of Matt Schaub when he got hit and got rattled. And right now, you can't tell me that the cumulative effect that Andrew Luck has felt from being, you know, just bashed so much over the course of his young career, that's not a factor here. When you're a Houston Texans fan and you see what's going on with Andrew Luck, you should be more desperate than ever to get Deshaun Watson the protection he needs. Desperate.
Exactly. And I just want to ask you this. Let's pretend that Andrew Luck is banged up. How does that change what you feel about the Houston Texans right now?
I think you feel better, but not as good, because they're just good everywhere. I mean, their defense is better than it's been in a long, long time. And obviously their offensive line can protect anybody. They've got a decent backup quarterback. Even if he starts slow, I think they're going to be in good shape. This isn't the same old Colts here.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, live at Texans training camp. We're going to be joined by Justin Reed very shortly. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and we're going to set it up for Justin Reed. We're also going to hear from Bill O'Brien, give our biggest takeaways from Texans-Lions practice, which is happening a few feet in front of us. So keep it locked. Justin Reed coming up next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.